Text WCNO to 24365.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Heaven opens. When you were saved, it was because God gave you a gift of faith. He drew you to himself, gave you a gift to believe him. How come he didn't open that person that you grew up with? How come their eyes never opened? But your eyes opened. It was the goodness of God that drew you to repentance. Tell somebody, I'm chosen. Tell somebody else, I'm chosen. You didn't choose him, he chose you. So it's by grace through faith. Now let me just explain something to you. And over time we learn this. Many times we want something and we want it all immediately. It's like in the Marines, they say, hurry up and wait. You know, give it to me yesterday. But the thing is, we are on a journey. And there's a process that God will work. Tell somebody, it's by grace through faith. What I want to talk to you tonight is what I've entitled, and this is a part of our Zoe Life series. I've entitled this, The Covenant of Blessing. The Covenant of Blessing. The enemy has done a real good job at dicing up, slicing up, and trying to destroy covenant, and has tried to redefine it. You know, even if you don't follow sports is usually a big indication of how the world is operating. Sports is like a universal language. You know, nations will be at peace in a sporting event. But look at how there's hardly any loyalties now. And you know, as to how we saw at one time being loyal, it's about the money now. I have to admit, you know, if I was on a team and I was making a few million and another team offered me about 3-4 times that much, I'd probably change uniforms too. But that's the way the world thinks. It's the way of the world now. Am I right or wrong? But I would do that with the mind I have now, because the more that you have, the more you can do. It wouldn't just be to hoard. Because I've seen the need around the world. Yeah, I don't know if money can answer it. Amen. Amen? Amen? So, the covenant of blessing. Genesis chapter 17, starting at verse 1 through verse 9. Genesis 17, verse 1 through verse 9. And when Abram, notice his name here is Abram. When Abram was 90 years old and 99, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. In other words, get yourself together, Abraham. It had been 25 years since God had given him a promise. Abraham did some stuff, and for 13 years, God didn't speak. Now he's saying, walk before me perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made you. I will make thee exceeding fruitful, And I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed. Somebody say, and thy seed. After thee in their generations. Somebody say, in their generations. For an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. Somebody say, in their generations. I want to talk about the covenant of blessing. Tell someone on your right and on your left, tell them, I'm a covenant child. You didn't say that loud. Say it loud on both sides. Say it again. Say, I'm a covenant child. I'm a covenant child. Now look the other way and say, I'm a covenant child. I'm a covenant child. What's wrong with y'all? We are heirs of a covenant established by God through Abraham. Now notice, when he established covenant, he changed his name. Tell somebody, your next chapter is your best chapter. When he changed his name, tell somebody, it's on now. Now, the word covenant, and it's important to understand what it means. Covenant means to establish, to make firm, to settle. I like this, to put on a permanent basis, to fix unalterably. And it means to fix unalterably his covenant with his seed. Now, write this down too. Covenant is the basis for God meeting every one of your needs. Amen. Not just some, not one here and there. We're talking about Zoe life. But every one of your needs. Amen. How many know God wants it where there's nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking? Amen. Nothing old and dusty and worn out and ain't working. God, on the basis of his covenant, has promised, has sworn by himself to meet every need you have. If we don't understand covenant, we'll get used to not having what we need. Like Mephibosheth in Lodibar, just satisfied, scared, had no idea he was an heir of a covenant. God is a covenant God. Amen. Give me verse 7 back up there, if you will. This is important for us to see and know and to understand. Verse 7 of Genesis 17. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, talking to Abraham, and your seed after you in their generation. Somebody say, in their generation. In their generation. So what he's saying to Abraham, everybody coming after you. I'm going to establish the covenant I established with you. I'm going to establish that covenant with them in their generation. Amen. The ones coming after you, the ones coming after them, 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 the ones in 2019, I owe it to them to establish the covenant that I promised and established with you in their generation. I don't care what the economy looks like. I don't care how high interest rates are. I don't care what the credit scores look like. I'm a covenant God. And I have promised to establish my covenant of blessing with your seed in their generation. Amen. This grace comes to you through faith. Your part of the covenant is to believe. Amen. I'm thinking of 5 minutes of faith. Always ended up with, and remember, you don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Amen. See, somebody's trying to get some great faith. Amen. You don't need a whole lot of great faith. Amen. All you need is to activate the faith you have. Amen. Tell somebody, I got faith. I just got to activate it. And there's a process. Don't dig the seed up. Don't turn religious. Try to make excuses. Amen. Get traditional or all spooky and superstitious because it ain't happened yet. Tell somebody, stay the course. Tell somebody, stay the course. Stop fretting. Amen. God got to make you for the blessing. It's a process. You being made. Because your next chapter is your best chapter. Amen. The book ain't finished yet. So we establish that God has promised to covenant with Abraham's seed in their generation. Read the story of Abram, how God made him wealthy. One of the richest, if not the richest, wealthiest in the East, Abraham. He went from exalted father to father of nations. Now, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse number 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah. Hear me, O Resurrection Life. And you inhabitants of St. Lucie County, Indian River County, Okeechobee County, Martin County, Palm Beach County." Anybody else? "Hear me, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord, your God. So shall you be established." Believe his apostle. So shall you prosper. So we have being established. Believe what God is saying. Believe. You don't have to understand everything. Just believe it. Walk around like a covenant child.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello friends, this is Jonathan McLean, General Manager of WCNO in Palm City, Florida. We bring you the message of life, hope, and salvation through Jesus Christ. This is all because of your prayers and faithful support. Would you join us